Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Columbus farmer Phil Davey from planting to harvest. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, we take a ride with Phil and his combine through thick gold wheat fields under a big blue Montana sky. It's so beautiful out here in Stillwater County, with miles of tawny fields and a perfect view of the Beartooth Mountains' titanic peaks. This is not lost on Phil, who revels in his workplace, the open spaces, the majesty, the freedom, but he's busy with what's right in front of him: computer monitors, controls, an iPhone, a walkie-talkie, and a great churning sickle.
So this part right here is our instant bushels, and here's our field average. So it'll vary from the top to the bottom quite a bit. Then it paints a picture here with my yield map. So your legend is right here. So that's what those colors mean.
My kiddo, who's doubling as my sound engineer today, can't see the colors. He's colorblind. And I can't take it all in. There's so much going on in the cab, which, by the way, is air-conditioned, quiet and sealed against the swirling dust and chaff outside. Most combines are like this now, $500,000 machines that allow producers to measure how their farm is performing at any given second.
My fuel gauge, my temperature, and then this is something that I want to keep between the green, so that keeps your combine at full capacity. And then all these buttons over here, you can adjust anything with the combine from right here.
Plus, there are refreshments.
I've got a refrigerator full of stuff. So if you guys want anything, let me know.
You have a mini fridge in this thing?
Yeah, it's right under your seat.
One of the measures Phil's obsessing over is the variation in his field.
You'll see when we get kind of out of this, there's a ton of variation out here. Overall, everything's going pretty well. Maybe not exactly as good as I'd wanted, but it's still really good.
Seeing the variation in the field in real time is made possible by what's called yield monitoring equipment. That technology, now standard practice, was introduced as recently as the early 1990s. The equipment collects geo-referenced data on crop yielding characteristics using a GPS antenna, sensors that measure grain flow, grain moisture, travel speed, and header position, and a yield monitor display. It's super high-tech, but as sometimes these things go, there's some basic stuff all the monitors in the world can't explain.
It seems like it should be a little bit better in the areas that aren't as good, because the conditions seemed like ideal. But who knows?
Phil's working today with his sister, Katie. She's driving the tractor that pulls the grain cart or chaser bin and talks to Phil on a walkie-talkie.
Just come up to the top where we kind of have been dumping, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Would you connect me to your computer?
I said okay.
Katie is not a farmer.
So Katie is a school teacher in Butte, and she hasn't driven a tractor she really has never driven a tractor. When I asked her to help me, she went on YouTube and watched some videos. So she had an idea before she even got here. She's not driving, so she's keeping the exact distance away from me. So all she's doing is altering her speed.
Phil can see the computer screen in Katie's tractor on his iPhone. If something goes wrong, he can talk her through the problem rather than stopping the combine to come over and help her out. Farmers do not like to stop their combines, not ever.
So then we'll pull next to the grain cart, and Katie will start right when I get there, and she'll match my speed, and I'll dump on her as we're moving.
Phil loves harvest time. It's his time to reflect and take stock. There's only one problem.
So May's birthday is today. She's 5. Unfortunately, May's birthday is going to be during harvest probably every year, so we'll just have to postpone the daddy-daughter birthday day.
Next week, join us as harvest continues.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.